In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This angel was probably there when all was still and it was midnight, numbered among the multitude of the heavenly host, chanting the good news of great joy that God was born a man of flesh and blood. Here again he stands chanting, not that God is born of woman, but that he is the firstborn from the dead. Once more, this angel chants the good news of great joy, singing God's peace and goodwill toward men. Yet the women flee, for they were afraid. For who actually enjoys going to the cemetery? Who loves sitting in the graveyard where your loved ones rest, awaiting the resurrection? Death terrifies. Isn't it the ruler of the battlefield and the cancer ward? Isn't every bump, bruise, scrape, and sniffle a reminder that your days are numbered? Perhaps the women think, if Jesus is risen, he'll pay them back for their cowardice, faithlessness, despair, and unbelief. Maybe he will condemn them to the grave. You're also afraid. You doubt what the Word of God plainly and explicitly says. You've been a faithless coward full of despair, afraid to confess Jesus before men. The angel sits where Jesus once laid, but it's where you should be laying. Why do you admire your ability to dig your own grave? You have much to be afraid of. Yet the angel sits where Jesus is supposed to be. Just as there is no cute baby in a manger, so there is no destroyed body that you pierced upon the cross in the grave. The grave has lost its prey, and the shroud lies empty, bearing now only the icon of your redemption. What the angel chants is for you. Do not be alarmed. Do not be amazed. Do not be afraid. All your fears and sin, even death itself, are left in this grave. But not Jesus. He is not here, but is risen. And Jesus is risen not for judgment, but life. Death is crippled and hell overthrown. The grave is empty. Jesus is risen and darkness is overcome with light. Jesus is risen and wrath is overcome with peace, fear with hope, angst with rest, sadness with joy, hatred with love, sin with righteousness. Jesus is risen and death is overcome with life. So what? If you don't see him as Mary Magdalene later did, or as did the Emmaus disciples, or as did the 10 locked away in fear themselves that evening. Like these women now, you have the proclamation that Jesus is risen. You have the Holy Scriptures and the Blessed Sacraments. You have the Word of Jesus. And what does he say of himself? What do the Scriptures say and the sacraments reveal? The seal of the tomb is broken. The shroud is empty. Hell has lost its power and death its hold. The serpent's head is crushed. Jesus lives. For death and life have indeed contended in that combat stupendous, as the victory remained with life. The seed of woman triumphed with pierced heel. Christ, your Passover, is sacrificed and your Redeemer yet lives. Like Jonah, death could not and cannot hold Jesus, spitting him out alive. The cherub's flaming sword, which once barred the way to paradise, is extinguished in his blood, and you are reconciled to the Father. The ancient enmity lies in the dust of the grave. Adam's sin and death is removed. for Jesus lives. The strong man did his worst. He attacked Jesus with everything he had, binding him in the linen bonds of death. But it's Jesus, the stronger man, who binds Satan with death itself. Jesus binds him with the chains he once used to bind you. The strong man is powerless. You belong to the stronger man, and he sets you free. The certainty of Jesus' resurrection and his going to Galilee, however, isn't in experience, but in his word. Everything is just as he told you. This is what the angel himself sings. Your faith lives by the word of God and is created, nourished, strengthened, and preserved by the word of God in the water, in the voice of the pastor, and in the bread and wine. You see Jesus nowhere else than where he told you. So look and find him in the waters of holy baptism. For he's there, drowning your old nature, soaking your sins into his shroud, and raising you to new and everlasting life. Look and find Jesus in the words of holy absolution. For he's there, driving your old nature back to the grave, loosing your sins from you, and raising you up from the dead. Look and find Jesus in the bread and wine of the Holy Communion. For he's there in his crucified yet living body and blood, forgiving your sins. He joins his flesh and blood to yours, guaranteeing you a resurrection like his, true, real, and physical. But if Christ should remain dead in the grave, then you are dead in your sins and trespasses. If no one can roll away the stone of death, then you must be imprisoned in death and hell. But in fact, the stone has been rolled away. Death cannot hold life. Jesus has burst its walls from within, like new wine in an old wineskin. So all who are baptized into Jesus are freed from the prison house. All who are absolved by Jesus are rescued from death. All who feast upon Jesus' body and blood shall rise again. No one, no, not a single one, will stay in the grave. Instead, you enter the gate of the Lord by the cross, from the tomb, through the font. You eat the bread of pilgrims, even the risen body and blood of Jesus. You go the way Jesus leads and has himself gone before you. You enter into his gate to live forever, never to die again. So what shall you do when you feel the burden of your sins and your loved ones die? When you're afraid of the future, tormented by your past, and are filled with angst and sadness even now? Come to the altar and call upon the name of the Lord. Look not to your own works, experience, or feelings, but to the word of Jesus. All that Moses and the prophets have written is fulfilled. Jesus is made known nowhere else than in the breaking of the bread. Remember what he said and what he promised. He is the resurrection and the life. The temple torn down is rebuilt in 3 days. The sign of Jonah is accomplished. The bright morning star with healing in his wings is risen on high. Heaven and earth are reconciled, and God is at peace with mankind. You are redeemed, reconciled, pure, innocent, and perfect in Jesus Christ. Everything he said is now seen in light of the fact that Jesus lives. The words spoken in death ring out with life. It is finished. Take heart and rejoice, for the tomb is empty. The mouth of death is silenced, death itself dead, and your sin is as far away as the east is from the west. There's no one left to accuse you, for the firstborn from the dead has come forth. And today Jesus is again delivered into the hands of sinful men, and not just into your hands, but even into your ears and into your mouth. Remember what he told you. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. I will take away your sins. I will give you eternal life and everlasting salvation. Jesus is risen to give you the pledge and guarantee of your own resurrection, even his body and blood. Jesus lives, and who will now contend with him or confront him? Certainly not death and the grave. Certainly not hell and Satan, and certainly not your sin. For Jesus has overcome and conquered them all by his cross. Jesus submitted himself to death and is victorious. He lives. He now shatters the bonds of sin and death which made and kept you a captive to death and hell. Jesus shatters the bonds that made and kept you a slave to Satan. He has answered the law's accusations and satisfied the Father's wrath, undoing that which condemned you. He has closed the mouth of death, crushing the devil's head. Your enemies are defeated. Who can accuse you? Who can say anything against Jesus? O death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is thy victory? Behold the good news of great joy. Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the demons are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus is risen from the dead, and you are joined to him. He will bring you, body and soul, to the heights of heaven, for death and the grave have no power. You will see the eternal Father, for Jesus has defeated your enemy forever. With his own right hand, Jesus will raise you up, for your sins are forgiven in his living body and blood. Jesus is risen. It is just as he told you. To him, Jesus Christ, God's enfleshed, incarnate, and living peace and goodwill toward men, be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In Jesus' name, amen.